Welcome back to the Tax Advisor and Biz Coach Success Podcast. The purpose of these episodes is to help entrepreneurs become more successful, avoid tax and other business headaches. Remember to tune in frequently as we will be sharing tips, secrets, and expert recommendations on how you can manage your finances, improve wealth, and grow your business. Please like, share, and subscribe. Here's your host, Liz Soria.
Hi there again, it's Liz Soria here, the tax advisor accountant. As I promised you, I was going to do a series of different short videos and audio clips to be able to give you up-to-date of information when it comes to tax deadlines, loans, and what's available out there as we're going through this crisis of the coronavirus. Again, I hope you're all doing fine and, again, staying safe. And healthy and strong. Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and jump in into this one because again, I'm trying to create really short, episodes that way I can, directly give you the information without bombarding you with all the details. I'm just giving you sufficient information that way you understand what's going on, especially come from the right source. As I mentioned on, the previous, video that I created, that it was only for Florida residents. Okay. So if you are a Florida resident, you haven't seen that, episode, please go back and do, because I mentioned a lot of things about extensions that we have, for certain, sales tax obligations and also property taxes and so on. So this one we're going to talk about something that is happening across the entire country, and that is what's my federal relief checks. And we'll be going looking towards and reviewing my notes here just that way I can give you really accurate information. And that way you understand what's going on and what you're eligible for, right? So one of the questions that I see a lot of people posting on social media, as I am, by the way, you can, if you want to get connected with me, by all means do so. I am on Facebook, I am on LinkedIn, I am on Twitter. And again, I do have a podcast also on the Tax Advisor Biz Coach Success Podcast. And I also have a YouTube channel. So there's different ways of connecting with me. But anyhow, besides me, what matters is this information to you, and that is, who's really eligible for the federal relief check? Well, almost everyone, I say almost, because as long as you have filed a tax return, this is one of the requirements that they are putting, at least for 2018, okay? Because the good news is that we have had an extension and nothing you had to do from your end. It was just automatic, which is, I think that was phenomenal that the government did that. So that means that you don't even have to pay to get an extension any longer, since we know that here in the United States, our taxes are due by April 15 for individuals. And then for businesses, we're actually March 15th. But that extension for individuals, even though it was due on April 15th, and I'm recording this as early as April 2020, it has been extended into July 15th. That is correct information, okay? July 15th, meaning, again, you don't need to file an extension, okay? It's automatic. You don't need to worry about that. You have enough stuff to worry right now than taking care of yourself, your health, and your family, and people that you love around. Again, I think we're all coming together as a country to really support each other in these very, very difficult times that we're living in. We need to be grateful, or at least I know I am, to God for that, to still be here breathing and being able to share all this accurate information with the rest of the public. So again, let's jump in. So it has been extended to July 15th. Again, you've got nothing to worry about. You don't have to put in extensions. You don't have to pay any fees for it. It's done for you automatically. Now, for you to get that relief check, what's really important for you to understand is that you have to have filed your 2018 and maybe even your 2019. Again, because they have put this extension, if you did not file your 2019, that is not a problem. Again, let me repeat myself. Even though you have not filed the 2019, okay, they can still go back and get your information from the 2018. Now, it's based off a calculation. So I want to be clear that it's up to $1,200 for a single individual. Okay. And I say up to because it really is based on how much money you made, especially if they have to go back to 2018, they're going to look at your gross income. As long as you're an individual and you made less than $75,000, I believe that's the amount, I will need to reconfirm that, or I think it's 100, then you are eligible up to 1200. Now, if you made more than that, you really don't lose too much, by the way, so I don't want you to worry about that either. You get to lose is like $5 for each extra $100 that you make, okay? But otherwise, most people are probably going to be eligible to get that $1,200 individual. Now, if you're married, then obviously you get a double benefit. You get the $2,400, okay? $2,400. Now, head of household actually is going to get in between $1,200 and $2,400. I haven't been able to confirm exactly the amount, but it's going to be in between there. So you are getting more than a single person. And also, if you have children under the age of 17 years old, again, children under 17, then you will get an additional $500 per child. Okay, that is an additional $500 per child under the age of 17, meaning that they haven't turned 17. Okay, so it's very important that you understand that. Again, if you file your 2018, they have that information, especially if you had a direct deposit for your last refund. If that was your scenario, they're going to be depositing that money automatically to that checking account. So really, really important, I want to kind of bring up. One, you want to verify that you have not switched bank accounts because that could create a problem, right? So if you had your refund last year or you paid your tax liability out of that checking account, make sure, or that saving account, make sure that you haven't changed that account because otherwise, they're going to be depositing monies and it's going to be rejected because maybe you closed that account, okay? So you want to make sure that if that's the case, then you do want to contact Internal Revenue Services and let them know that there has been change, all right? Because otherwise, if they go and deposit the money and that's the wrong account and gets rejected, then they're going to cut your check. That's going to take a couple weeks for you to get that check, okay? The same thing, if you have change of address, and you have moved recently, and Internal Revenue doesn't know about this, they're going to be mailing that check to your old address. So again, very important. If you change your checking account, if you move, any changes like that can affect your check, okay? It can really affect that relief stimulus check that the government's doing, all right? Now, for those of you who filed the 2019, then great. They will base that calculation on the gross income of 2019, okay, of that return that you already have filed, all right? Other than that, there's been a lot of other benefits, especially now I'm going to talk about, and I'm going to be going through my, actually my notes here, because again, as people know me, I don't use teleprompters or too many scripts. I mean, it's just my notes and what I know. And again, I want to make sure that you get the right source information because, like I say, I'm on social media almost daily. And a lot of people making comments and saying this and saying that. A lot of stuff, it's not correct. And I really want you to focus on what people who are giving you the correct information. That's very, very important because I don't want you to miss deadlines. And as it is, we live in very stressful times. And hopefully I'm bringing a little bit of relief in the sense of what's going to help you financially and how you can actually take action and make sure that you keep an eye on this, okay? Other than that, something else that I wanted to mention is that right now, you should be, by the way, another question I get is, how soon can I get this money? Well, I'm really hoping there's nothing, they haven't really put anything in writing to when everyone should be expecting their relief of money. And I'm hoping, since they're working so fast, and they're really trying the best, the government right now, to fulfill and to bring the money as soon as possible to all, you know, everyone here in the U.S., then I think that by the end of April, everybody probably will be getting in it, and I have to say the word probably, because again, I haven't seen anything in writing where they have actually placed a date line, you know, and it said, okay, you have to get it before, for example, April 15th. There's nothing like that. So I'm hoping that by the end of April, everyone will probably have their monies again in their in your checking accounts, or perhaps by check. Okay. Another thing that I've seen people very confused about, and I want to clarify, hopefully, if I can, is what happens if I have a garnishment, right? So people have garnishment, whether because they're paying, you know, child support, or perhaps they have a tax liability, monies that they own from previous year. Well, again, they have made an amazing exception. They're actually saying that it doesn't matter if you owe money from even last year, previous year, whatever it is, or you're paying child support, that money will not be held. Again, that money is not gonna be held. That means you're still getting your money, okay? Another thing is, what about people who are getting Social Security or disability checks, okay? Especially the ones that don't even file a return because they're not required, right? And if that's the case, do not worry neither, okay? Because the most recent update, and as I'm recording this in early April of 2020, they have confirmed that there will be no need for anyone who hasn't filed their taxes, again, because they don't meet that requirement, that they don't have to file a simple return, which at the beginning they were saying that. And I think that was gonna just bring up a lot of issues, because a lot of people who are in this disabilities and Social Security checks, they really don't know how to file a return. And it was just gonna complicate things. So again, the good news is, don't worry about it. They're also gonna go in, yes, you're also eligible to get that amount of money. Whether you're married, you're fine, or you're single, you will get your relief money, okay? So I say that again, you don't have to file a return. It is done automatically. How? Well, they have your checking account. Obviously, that's where they're depositing your disability checks or your Social Security. So you will get that too, all right? So hopefully that brings a little bit clarity for some of you who's out there, okay? You know, obviously that includes people who are sole proprietors, who are, you know, independent contractors. If you're filing your return, you're also going to get a check, okay? Or again, your deposit directly. You know, and that's a direct deposit. Now, something else I wanted to bring to your attention here is that I think that right now, there might be even a possibility. I have heard, and this is just a rumor, but I heard that because now Trump has extended the crisis of the coronavirus until the end of April, we were hoping that by, you know, mid-month, we were going to be, you know, off the hook, and we were going to be free again to walk around and, you know, hopefully go back to what we consider a normal life, because I don't think there's going to be a normal life after this. I think there's a lot of changes, and somehow, hopefully, we are going to become better versions of ourselves, and or at least I'm hoping for that. And again, now he has just stated clearly that not until the end of April. So pretty much, I think we've been closing the borders in Florida state, not bringing other people from other states here. As some of you who might be listening through my podcast or probably watching me through this video, you know, South Florida has been one of the hot zones and the hot areas who have been hit really hard with the coronavirus. And it happens to be, I do live in the South region of the East Coast of Florida, close to Fort Lauderdale. So the counties of Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach has been the hardest hit, along with the West Coast around Tampa and Orlando and part of Jacksonville. So we are obviously one of the biggest metropolitan cities, and well, we have millions of people living here. So obviously that has been, you know, expanded the virus because of that. And again, hoping for the best for all of you. So, you know, stay positive and realize that you are going to get that. And I think I wanted to kind of end up by saying that I think that because this has been extended into the end of April, where we still need to keep a distance and we need to stay secure and just, you know, common sense is what I say, you know. If someone's sick, try not to be close, but try to help them in a way where if they haven't seek help, you know, maybe call the hospital on their behalf or a relative or someone, because a lot of people, I think, are going to try to isolate and probably not even show up again because they don't want to spread the virus. But what about if they're sick and they're not seeking the help that they need? Right. So as good citizens and as human beings, we want to help others who are in great need, and perhaps they're lost, they're depressed, they're upset to what's happening, whoever my, you know, emotional feeling that people are going through. Let's try to help those around us, because some of them might not be able to know how to say, I need help. So I think that's just the right thing to do. Other than that, like I said, we are going to get some financial help, and I'm really, you know, hoping that this might not be the only stimulus check, by the way, we're going to get, because again, because it's been extended to in April, who knows, maybe the government might need to help more financially, the people, because right now, $1,200 for some people is not enough. And again, there's been a lot of good news besides the check. Also want to kind of jump in really quick. And again, because I see a lot of discrepancy out there, what happens with people who are delaying the rents? So if you are a tenant, and as long as that it's under the Freddie Mac or Freddie Mae guidelines, they're going to be able to skip those 3-month payment. Again, you know, it's always nice to, if you're renting directly from a private, you know, landlord, they probably are aware of this, but it's always nice to, I always say that you always win people were honey than vinegar. So communicate to your landlord, let them know that if you are truly in a financial hardship and you have lost your job or your hours have been cut half, or you've been completely laid off, then, you know, approach your landlords, tell them that you definitely need that help, that for those 60, 90 days to let you relieve that rent, and hopefully you can work out something with that direct landlord. Now, if you're one of those government buildings, or you have other type of, you know, state, Section 8 and things like that, that might help you more directly, where they might be able to assist you directly instead of you having going directly to the landlord. In this case, probably the state will help in that sense. So supposedly there's a 90-day no rent due. Also for mortgages. So if you have a mortgage, please reach out to your bank or you know your loan institution and let them know about your hardship. Okay, I think everybody is trying to help everyone to prevail, you know, through this crisis financially and health-wise that we're going through. Okay, so there's a 90 days for mortgage and also for rent. Other than that, is it going to be forgiven? I'm not sure yet. But worst scenario, what could happen? To put it in the back of your loan, you know, the same thing with the rent. Or maybe partially something could be forgiven. But what matters is right now to try to maintain your money where you have sufficient to cover for your food and have your shelter and obviously your health care insurance and things that you really need. Also, by the way, a lot of, I know that for an example, Geico, that I have my car insurance, a lot of them, because of the hardship, they're also giving you extensions to make payments. FPL, which is an electricity company here in South Florida, they also are providing a reduction up to 25% for this month. We also might see a reduction for next month. So that's a little help right there. So hopefully electricity might will drop based on whether they have promised. So like I said, again, reach out to your financial institutions, to your student loans have been frozen temporarily also for payments. So there's a lot of help out there. And again, I hope this information kind of brings you a little more clarity to the confusion and the chaos out there. Because again, I see a lot of people, you know, talk about this stuff and some of the information is not completely correct. So I'm trying to give you the 99% that I know that's accurate information. That way you can utilize it to your benefit, okay? So again, have faith. I think that things are going to get better. I'm really hoping so. And just going here through my final notes here. Again, if you need assistance, one of the best websites right now that you can get free information, you don't have to pay for anything, it's called irs.gov/coronavirus. Okay, so that's again, irs.gov/coronavirus. There's a lot of information that I just discussed directly on the Internal Revenue website. Okay, that's where you're going to get really, really the solid information. Okay, and that's the resource I usually am going to because I think that's just a lot more simple. Other than that, I think I covered pretty much in this. I mean, there's been quite a few series of videos that I'm going to do. I was kind of out of the picture. If you haven't seen, I've done another video. And probably you might want to go through this, replay them. If you don't understand it, I'm going to try my best to respond to some comments or giving you even more feedback. I am limiting staff right now too. And again, trying to do the best I can. To help the public because I think it's the right thing to do. And again, please listen to people who do understand what's going on because again, in the social media, I hear a lot of noise and people talking about stuff that is not really, you know, the right info. So I don't want you to get confused. Always reach out to people who are a little bit more financial and do have a background on it. That's why somewhere we could study for it. So to help people like you. So I'm going to be going through another, episode. In the next one, I'm going to be talking about really about two biggest loans for businesses. And some of those loans have to do again, for small businesses, and when I say small businesses, by the way, I want to bring up to your attention that if you are an independent contractor, okay, or you are a sole proprietorship, right, that means that you're filing your returns to Schedule C, that you're still eligible for these two loans, which is the economic injury disaster, and also the PPP, which is the Paycheck Protection Plan. Okay, they're two separate loans. And yes, it does apply not only for businesses that have an EIN number, but also for individuals that do run a gig or a side hustle, as we call it, and they have been filing the Schedule C. So these loans could be eligible for you too. Okay, so that's really good news. So don't miss it because you think, I don't qualify. No, go and apply as soon as possible because there is cushion right now. There's money available. I don't know if it's going to be available in the next couple of weeks. Okay, so jump in, take action, and apply to these loans. What's the worst can happen? They deny it. But otherwise, you might have an opportunity to stay afloat. And who knows, you might be able to even hire other people to start improving the economy and helping everyone else, okay? So anyhow, also for everyone who's in employment, I know that's something else that's been brought up to my attention, and real quick, I just want to touch base. Yes, another thing that it's unbelievable what they have just approved is talking about independent contractors, and guess what? You are eligible also for unemployment. Yes. So that is really, really good news. I'm excited to have that confirmation as of today. And they were not allowing, they were only allowing W-2 employees. Now they're allowing independent contractors because we all have been hurt one way or another financially. And there's a lot of different programs out there, okay? So I'm going to talk about that in another episode of what I'm creating. Like I said, this is a series of different episodes, different scenarios and what's happening. So stay tuned for the next video. And like I said, comment, share, like. It does help us to provide, you know, this free information. And again, we are here to help you. So if you need anything that has to be related to, again, you know, taxes or accounting, me and my team, we're here for you, okay? But again, stay safe, stay healthy, stay strong. And yes, I do have faith that everything will improve one way or another, okay? So I will see you in the next episode. And like I said, share and like, and definitely if you have any questions, let me know. And like I said, I'm going to do the best we can to respond, you know, to the information with you, okay? Well, anyhow, thank you so much. And like I said, on the next episode, I'm going to talk about the loans, okay? That way you have a clear picture whether or not you could qualify. And if you do, like I said, don't waste time. Really, jump in and apply. All right, take care. Bye-bye. This is Soria.